This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Coloradans can expect busy roads this holiday weekend. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Yes, the coronavirus and subsequent lockdown knocked traffic levels way down over the spring, and they're still down on commuter-heavy roads like I-225 and US 36. But traffic is nearly back to normal on other highways, like Interstate 70 through the mountains. CDOT expects that to pick up even more this weekend, which is the traditional start of the high traffic season in touristy areas. The department asks that wherever you go, don't drink and drive, follow social distancing guidelines, and yes, wear a mask. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
An effort to provide more access to driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants in rural Colorado has reached its goal. The last two of seven rural DMV offices that issue licenses to undocumented people opened this week in Alamosa and Fort Morgan. Sienna Mann with the Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition says the state law that let people get licenses regardless of immigration status left out less populated areas.
It brings a lot of safety and reassurance to drive with a license on the road.
Mann says it also helps protect people from deportation. Many deportations in Colorado came out of convictions for driving without a license. A new CU Boulder study says children are more likely to have clinical sleeping problems if their pregnant parent used marijuana. Researchers surveyed moms of nearly 12,000 9- and 10-year-olds. They found that the more a woman used cannabis, the higher the odds that her child would have trouble falling asleep, staying asleep, and waking up in the morning. This is CPR News.